Good morning, everyone. Welcome to St. James Westminster on this Epiphany Sunday. Epiphany is when we recognize and remember the story of the wise men coming to the manger and visiting the baby Jesus. And so we do have wise men hiding in the church somewhere over there, and we have a manger over here, and we have some kids who are going to help us move the magi over to there. So we'll do that. And then we also have an announcement from Norm. So why don't we do Norm first?
Good morning, folks. Norm Kelly here, better known as Norm the Coffee Guy. Well, I got a little bit of bad news for you. After 20 plus years of serving you fine people, I'm going to be retiring, hanging up my shingle and not making coffee anymore. So we'd be looking for people to keep continuing to provide the coffee service to the congregation. I will be still serving coffee this month. So the last Sunday in January will be my last. But I will be here all month to help train anybody that is interested in helping out. Anyway, after the 20 plus years, I've been very proud to serve you people. It was never a duty. It was always something to help you people. Anyway. So.
So if anyone feels inspired to be the new Norm Kelly, no one could replace you. But thank you again for the 20 plus years of making coffee for the community. With that, kids, I'm wondering if you can give me a hand. Can you head over to Anne and grab one of the statues of the wise men or the camel, and then we can put it here in the manger. Would you be willing to do that? Okay, go for it. Well, now that the Magi have arrived, it is officially Epiphany, so let us stand and sing our opening hymn. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Eternal God, who by a star led wise men to the worship of your Son, guide by your light the nations of the earth, that the whole world may know your glory. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the proclamation from Holy Scripture.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Ephesians. This is the reason that I, Paul, am a prisoner for Christ Jesus for the sake of you Gentiles. For surely you have already heard of the commission of God's grace that was given to me for you, and how the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I wrote above in a few words, a reading of which will enable you to perceive my understanding of the mystery of Christ. In former generations, this mystery was not made known to humankind, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. That is, the Gentiles have become fellow heirs, members of the same body, and sharers in the promise of Christ Jesus through the gospel. Of this gospel, I have become a servant, according to the gift of God's grace that was given to me by the working of his power. Although I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to me to bring to the Gentiles the news of the boundless riches of Christ, and to make everyone see what is the plan of the mystery, hidden for ages in God who created all things, so that through the church, the wisdom of God, in its rich variety, might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was in accordance with the eternal purpose that he has carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have access to God in boldness and confidence through faith in him. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
be with you. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising, and we have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the Magi and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. And then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and diligently search for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you.
May the words of my lips and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. So we are close to wrapping up Christmas. The 12 days of Christmas end on Epiphany, and this is the celebration of the Feast of Epiphany. Epiphany is a time that leads from now up until Ash Wednesday, and in it we will hear story after story after story after story of Jesus being made known to more and more people. It starts small, but like a ripple, it grows and grows until many people have this unique encounter and recognize Jesus in their midst. Epiphany is a season that holds special importance to me because I was ordained a deacon about 13 or 14 years ago on the Feast of Epiphany. So this is kind of an anniversary for me. Yay me. But it is a wonderful time about realizing and getting to know Jesus more and more. There is a second thing that has happened on Epiphany that is really, truly special. And it's for the first time ever, Ken Anderson has given me a sermon outline on what I should preach about. And it was a good sermon outline. And so I'm going to take it and massage it a little bit. He had this whole wonderful question that he asked, and then wondered and pondered about, and then suggested that we wrap up the sermon with a hymn that would tie it all together. But unfortunately, the slides were already prepared, so we didn't get the hymn. But the question that Ken posed that got me wondering is, what happened to the gifts that the Magi gave Jesus? What happened to them? At the 8 o'clock service this morning, we had people raising their hands because they knew. The first time they've engaged like that in one of my sermons before, so good job. What happened to the gold, the frankincense, and the myrrh? And it got me wondering, and it got me thinking, and it got the creative juices flowing. And I began to wonder, what does God do with the things that I give? Not just the Magi. You see, we're going to be coming into a season pretty soon. February 8th is our Vestry Sunday, where we have the annual general meeting of the congregation, and we talk about all those things like finances and such. And you'll no doubt hear an appeal to increase your giving by so many percentages. But maybe it's not just about making sure the church has a nice plush trust fund or accounts to get through. Maybe what we give to God, God does something with. And it's not so much about having as it is about the giving. I've been in some fairly interesting conversations lately about possibly bringing back an old tradition in the church. During our worship services, we have a prayer that's the prayer over the gifts. And it used to be that the plates were passed around for a collection and brought up. And that gave the impression that we were really giving thanks for the gifts of money. To get away from that, there was a time that bread and wine were at the back of the church and were brought forward by someone because the gifts that we offer are more than just the financial. It's the labor that we do. It's the offerings that we give. It's so much of our lives that we give. And that got me thinking about that bread and that wine. It takes countless people. It takes farmers to grow the wheat, people to grind it, bakers to bake it. It takes vineyards to plant the wine, people to press it, fermenters, brewers. All these people are involved in making bread and wine that we offer here on a Sunday. And what does God do with that gift? God takes it, blesses it, and then shares it with us. And it's been my experience that God takes what we offer, blesses it, and gives it back in a new and powerful way. What happened to the gold that the Magi brought to Jesus? Well, it financed Jesus' life. And it gave him to a place that eventually we know that he gave money to the poor. The frankincense was an incense that was used in ritual temples, in the worship of deities. What did Jesus do with his own innate God self? But give it out to us on the cross. Myrrh is an ointment used to prepare bodies for burial. What did Jesus do with that? but transformed death into a gateway for eternal life. God takes what we offer, blesses it, and gives it out to the world. Gives it out from this place into unique ways that we can hardly even imagine. The season of Epiphany is an invitation to us to think about what can we offer. If it's financial, if it's time, if it's talent, if it's gifts of any kind. And to give them freely, knowing that God can do so much with them. The season of Epiphany, we'll hear stories about how God was revealed time and time again up until Ash Wednesday. But each one of those stories begins with an offering, begins with a small little something that God can take and transform. God is not done in this world. God is not over with us, leaving us to our own devices. But God is engaged with the little things that we offer, taking them and blessing them and transforming them to stand as a light in a world that is growing rapidly darker. As Christians, especially in the season of Epiphany, we are invited to give intentionally to God, not knowing entirely what God will do with that gift, but trusting it will be more than we can ask or imagine, infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Amen. Would the congregation please stand? Having heard God speak to us in the words of Holy Scripture, wrestling with what they might mean today, we now come to a point where we confirm our faith. And so let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And I'd invite the congregation to adopt a position of prayer for the prayers of the people.
The people's response to Lord, arise and shine is, make known your glory. God of wonder and of light, by the guiding of a star, the wise men came to worship your Son. May your church be a beacon to draw all people to kneel at your presence. Give grace to all who share your name to proclaim your praise. Lord, arise and shine. Make known your glory. God of power and might, news of your Christ child's birth filled Herod with fear. Transform the hearts of all in political office to serve your kingdom with joy. With the offering of gold, we place before you all our power and our aspirations. Lord, arise and shine. Make known your glory. God of mystery and wisdom, in your Son you make known the purpose of your love. Bless our homes and those with whom we share joy and laughter, pains and sorrows. United in a common humanity, may we come to share the promises of Christ. Lord, arise and shine.
Make known your glory.
God of healing and restoration, with myrrh, we seek your anointing presence on all who suffer. May our hearts thrill and rejoice in you. And we think especially of Joan, Brian, Rose, Beverly, Charles, Cheryl, Terry, Mary, Rowan, the Guy family, Lloyd, Steve, Amy, and family, Mikhail and Samantha, Solomon and family, and Maureen. Lord, arise and shine. Make known your glory. God of glory, your radiance fills the heavens, and our prayers rise to you like incense. Hear us as we lay before you those who have died in faith and fear. May we all come to see the dawning light of your rising glory. Lord, arise and shine. Make known your glory.
My dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done and by what we have left undone, we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon you. Pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please stand. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us share that peace with one another. Let us pray. Gracious God, accept the offering of your church, the hearts of your people, joined in praise and thanksgiving, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We give thanks to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Blessed are you, gracious God, creator of heaven and earth. You have revealed your eternal plan of salvation and have shown your Son, Jesus Christ, to be the light of all people. Therefore, with angels and archangels, we raise our voices in joyful praise to proclaim the glory of your name. Thanks to you, Lord our God, for the goodness and love you have made known to us in creation, in calling Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, a death he freely accepted, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, according to his command,
we remember his death.
And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine, We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we, made acceptable in him, may be sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, reconcile all things in Christ and make them new, and bring us to that city of light where you dwell with all your children. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church and the author of our salvation. By whom, and with whom, and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, God of promise, you prepare a banquet for us in your kingdom.
God, hear from us, light in the midst of us, bring us to light and life.
The gifts of God for the people of God. Let us pray. God of all the nations of the earth, guide us with your light. Help us to recognize Christ as he comes to us in this Eucharist and in our neighbors. May we welcome him with love, for he is Lord now and forever. Amen. And we say together, glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. And may the God of infinite goodness scatter the darkness of sin and brighten your hearts with holiness. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Our service of worship comes to its close, but our service to each other and to God's world begins renewed and refreshed. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.